Hello, yes, and welcome back to Hal Dev and another cheeky little podcast whilst I'm out walking in beautiful fields and countryside. And a catch up on training and just picking myself up to get us nice and match fit when everything gets back to normal. And how did I get on? So yes, if you've been listening the last couple of episodes, you'll know that I've enlisted myself on a bit of Microsoft training and that I was moving on to the second module of the fundamentals of Azure. Azure is kind of a foundation of how cloud services work and how we're currently working all remotely, and just kicking that all off before rounding off with how we make that nice and safe and the controls that we're going to put in place. So yesterday I started the second module, and it's all about Linux or Linux, whichever way you look at it. So that was interesting. Never really played in Linux before. Gave it a good couple of hours. As I said, the module I'm playing with at the moment takes about 8.5 hours to play, so I knew I wasn't going to get to the end, so I thought I'd give it a couple of hours. And it was good. And the iPad worked quite well. But then I started thinking, the old mind started drifting back over to Office 365 and automation, trying to make things easier. One of the things that I made a little while ago was a power app, which is one of the elements of the Power Platform, that enabled people to book a desk nice and easy. There's a list of desks. It has sort of one desk, one day, one line on a list. And you basically change the status of that from free to booked or back again, whichever way you look at it. So nice and simple. However, you can't have forever on the list. So you only have a certain number of line items. And I had been adding a week every Friday to the next sort of 2 week window, and then switching it on using Power Automate to go through every day and change the status so that it appeared in the app. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I kind of had enough of that. So maybe I should dedicate a little bit of time to getting sorted and enabling myself to just have Power Automate create a line item. Little car, and another little car, as ever. There we go, two cars going, one in one direction and one in the other direction. Happy days. And noisy as you like. So yeah, getting Power Automate to once a day make another set of items for the desks. So it took about 3 hours, I'm going to say, about 3 hours worth of work to just work out how to get table from an Excel spreadsheet, dates inserted into that table, and just create another set of items on a SharePoint list. They're all set to available, and therefore, actually, I never have to touch that again. So that saved me every Friday remembering at 5 o'clock to make a little, or just got to put that in Oh, just got to put that in. And it might have only taken 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes worth of my time every Friday. However, I'm going to say you guys and girls need to think in that way. Spend an extra couple of hours. Just think of something that you could do similar to that, that saves you time. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So I now never need to touch that again. That was just self-supporting, self-sustaining, just carries on. Oh, how good is that? Brilliant. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will look forward to bringing you another little cheeky How Dev podcast. Maybe tomorrow, after I've concluded that second module on Microsoft Azure. You take care, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.